There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is the Trambles number 15. My name is Tim Andrews, Division of Radio Labyrinth Stuff, and there's going to be some talk about some things in this that it's a trigger warning. I'm talking also in Donald Trump is mentioned.
Bloodbath. The bloodbath soothes as it warms, reinvigorating your skin as it sends you to a blissful place. Bloodbath. The healing power of blood in a bath. Where you can drift off and forget you're paying almost $4 a gallon for gas, shrinkflation, and all the fake news. For a little while, anyway. Bloodbath. We use the best blood. Really, you can't find better blood anywhere than the blood that we use. It's locally sourced blood. People are telling me that it's the best blood they've ever bathed in, and it's as good as their own blood, but probably better. Bloodbath. New from Trump Industries. You'll love it.
All right, love him or hate him, Donald Trump was talking about the automotive industry. If you watch that entire speech, that's what he was talking about. Selective editing. I don't care if you hate him. I don't care if you love him. I don't care if you are MAGA. I don't care if you hate MAGA. I don't really care. But what I do care about is that I'm being lied to constantly. Anytime you turn on a cable news outlet and you look up at the screen, there's a bullshit headline crawling across the bottom telling you something you know is false. Now, if you want to believe it, you can believe it. If you don't want to believe it, you don't have to believe it. And I'm not talking about just CNN, MSNBC. Those are the two culprits because those are the ones that put out all the Trump fear porn. But Fox News as well. Nothing but bullshit. Non-stop, 24/7, 365 days a year, including leap year this year, so we get an extra day of bullshit. Every single day. And you can't open up any app at all and not see news or what they call news. But it's all opinion and it's all propaganda and it's all bullshit. George Carlin said it best. It's all bullshit. And he was right. Every single thing that we see on our television screens, on our phones, that purports to be news is fucking bullshit. And that's why I've done my best over the last couple of weeks, months, to not talk about it outside of what I do for a living Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WSB Radio in Atlanta. We do a current events political show, not all politics, but a lot of it's politics. And my job isn't to share my opinion. My job is to react to Eric's opinion. And Eric being the host, if you're not familiar, most of you are, I'm sure, if you're listening to this. Eric is the host, Eric Von Hessler. He's the one who has the opinions. He's the one who's going to lay down how he feels about a certain topic. And he's going to be passionate about it because that's how he's always been. My job is to make jokes when there's an opportunity to make jokes, to do a voice when there's an opportunity to make a voice. And I think he's probably bothered by it more than I am. We both grew up being interested in politics and history and world history. I remember back in sixth grade, we had these little black and white film strips that we would watch, and they would talk about the news. And I was interested in the news back then. Ronald Reagan was president. A year prior to that, he had been shot. I was bowling at the bowling alley. And I remember people walking around going, the prisoner's been shot. The prisoner's been shot. That's what I heard. And I said, what prisoner has been shot? I'm bowling and drinking real cherry Cokes. Cokes from a fountain with cherry put in them at Maple Lane's bowling alley on Main Street in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, at a bowling league I was in with Randy Hemingway and Mark Hutchison. That was the bowling team. And we won that league. How about that? But anyway, Reagan had been shot. I found out, the president got shot. Holy crap. But anyway, I was really plugged into politics and news and all that stuff. So I've been interested in it in a long time. And it used to be something like comic books, science fiction movies, nerd shit. There was a select group of people who were my age who were into that stuff. And you were a dork if you were into that stuff. Now everybody's into it. Everybody's into everything. There are bobblehead dolls. Those plastic dolls with the giant heads that I can't remember the name. Funko Pops. Everybody's into everything. There's no geek culture anymore. You know, to be a geek now is to not be into geek culture. To be a geek now is to not care about politics and to not care about news and to not care about information. You know, there's nothing underground anymore, is there? If it is, it's not legal. But I'm not angry and I'm not bitching or ranting. I'm trembling. These are the things that float through my head. The Trump bloodbath story is nonsense. If you're a logical thinking person who doesn't react emotionally to something like that and doesn't believe it, I mean, how could you believe that? And you can just watch the whole clip. Watch the whole clip of his speech from Ohio where he's talking about the auto industry and China opening factories to build cars in Mexico. And he can thank himself for that because of the deal that he made that got rid of NAFTA. Anyway, he was saying that if China floods the market and he's not president, our automotive industry is going to experience a bloodbath. People are going to lose their jobs. Americans are going to lose their jobs. And that'll be that. And that is a bloodbath. And that term has been used in that context for a very long time. As long as I can remember. Now, what he was saying was if he gets elected, he'll put tariffs on them. I don't know if that's what he'll do. But he didn't say that if he didn't get elected, there was going to be a bloodbath. What's he going to walk around with an Uzi like Rambo and just start shooting at people? Are people that dumb? Are people who hate him and think that all he did was commit crimes, and maybe he did, I don't know. But for 4 years when he was in the White House, both parties kept him from doing pretty much anything he wanted to do. The only things he could ever get done were things that he could do by executive order, and most of those were challenged in court. So think about it for a minute. If you're a Democrat and you don't like Republicans for whatever reason, then don't vote for him. If you're a Republican and you don't like him, but, you know, what else are you going to do? I guess you got to vote for him. Are you going to vote your conscience? Is everybody going to vote their conscience this year? Am I going to vote my? I don't have a conscience. I just want to be left alone. If there was a candidate who came out today, and said, I can get on the ballot in all 50 states, and it doesn't matter who my vice president is. I'm somebody just like me. And then they can be from all the colors of Benetton and orientations and religion, all that. You know, pick the right one, checks all the boxes. But I'm talking about the president of the United States who came out and said, I am going to lower your taxes and make it easier for you to find shit that's affordable. I'm also going to leave you alone. I'm not going to harangue you all the time about your stove or the type of car you drive or how much money you make on the side. I'm not going to take away your ability to use cash. I'm not going to constantly berate you for how you think because you were raised under a different kind of propaganda to believe who you are is what's right. And that's all. I don't know. This show is just, like I said, trembling. But it gets on my nerves all the time. And I got to tell you, if I weren't in this industry, I wouldn't pay any attention to it whatsoever. I wouldn't. I would color. I would get my son's crayons out. And I would get a coloring book and I would just sit and color all day. And then I'd pick him up from daycare and show him what I did and he could run around the house going, look what daddy did. I'd color all day or I'd watch TV all day or I'd go out in the yard and not care about any of this stuff. But I have to pay attention to it. And I went through this long process of thinking it would be fun to try to take up that funny political punditry thing. This was, and we're talking 2016 to about 2020. And I thought this would be fun to do, but it was the wrong time to do it. If I had done it maybe in the mid 90s and I was in a situation where I could have done that and, you know, been a Clinton fan, I liked Clinton. I thought that everything that the Republicans were doing on their side was ridiculous. The Whitewater, even the Lewinsky stuff. They just kept digging and digging and digging and digging until they could harangue him out of office. Well, it didn't work. They impeached him. It was stupid. It was a waste of time. It was a distraction from everything else that was going on. Anyway, I don't know. Just dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. But if I had taken that stance back then and, you know, and I'd been in a situation where I, you know, wasn't working at a Bob Evans restaurant, and I had actually, you know, tried to become a media person in the 90s when it should have started, it might have gone differently. But post-Trump, post-2015, post-escalator, you can't do anything without people hating you and not even listening to you. They hate you before they even listen to you. So on this show, this Trambles thing that I'm doing, I guess I can be open about it and talk about it. I thought it would be fun. I thought people were overreacting to Trump winning because after he won, I thought, well, he's not going to be able to do anything anyway because nobody likes him, which was true. The Republicans hated him. He ruined their party. He destroyed their good thing that they had going. You know, he put an end to people with the last name Bush getting into the White House. He put an end to people with the last name Clinton getting into the White House. He destroyed them. There's no more evangelical Republicans out there to make life miserable for people like they did in the 80s and 90s. People who wanted to go to a clinic and do something that they don't really want to do, but they kind of have to because they don't have the money or they don't have the support, or maybe just because they don't want to be the thing that'll happen to them if they don't go to this clinic. And then there's somebody standing outside yelling at them and spitting at them and screaming at them and calling them names and taking pictures of the, you know, this was before you could dox people. And I imagine had you been able to dox people in the 90s with those same political attitudes around, they would have been a website. This person just had this procedure done. It's annoying. Leave those people alone. If you don't like it, don't do it. Raise your family to not do it. I would say the one, I'm not going to go there. You can't win. You can't win. And again, this, you can listen to this whole thing. I'm not taking a political stance. I'm not advocating. You do you. I'm enjoying getting back into listening to comedians and watching TV shows that are new and talking about them with my friends on Radio Labyrinth, the regular show that we do, and commenting a little bit on society and the ridiculousness that we see all the time. Because the Gen Xers, we're getting older. The older aged millennials, they're getting older. The younger aged boomers who still have their faculties are getting older. They're retiring. Gen X will soon be retiring, having accomplished absolutely nothing. We have no leaders. We have no one to represent. Okay, maybe Kamala Harris is a Gen X person. But really, who gives a shit? Anybody that's in Congress right now that's Gen X is a moron. And they're just making themselves richer. We're never going to be in power. The next president after these old geezers are gone is going to be a millennial. And hopefully a smart one. Because I'm going to be old. And I want to enjoy what I assume is the last chapter of my life. I want to enjoy it. I have a son. I want to play with my son. I want to share with him my experiences, and I want to look at him, and I want to share in his experiences. I want to live that way the rest of my life. Positive. Even though a lot of things suck that I can't control, I know that a politician isn't going to fix that for me. Politicians now just pay lip service and get money from corporations that they use to buy drugs and sex and trips. And then they carry it all with cash. They carry cash because for some reason it's dangerous if you're a district attorney in the city of Atlanta and you have a debit card. I know it would be if you had a debit card in Atlanta or Tucker and you went to a certain gas station in Tucker where there was a skimmer and they took $900 out of your account, which I got back. Speaking of my son, I got to spend 4 days straight with my son. It's the longest I've ever spent with it just being he and I together. Carting him around, taking him to the park. On Thursday, he had school. I dropped him off at school. I came home, took a little bit of a nap, picked him up. And it was weird for him because he likes routines and his mother didn't pick him up. He doesn't know where. He doesn't know she's on her way to Boston. He doesn't know that she's driving one of the worst drives you could ever undertake. Atlanta to Boston. That's a long ass drive. I've done it. Sucks. Because you have to go through like the Baltimore, New Jersey, and New York, and D.C. You have to go through that horrible corridor. People drive like shit. And then if you're in New Jersey, you can't get out and pump your own gas. Which is, I mean, dumb. Union jobs, baby. So what a great time we had. The first day, it was maddeningly frustrating to a degree. Because, you know, I get home from work at 7 o'clock, 7:30-ish, I mean. And he's about ready to go to bed. I talked to him for a little bit. He has his nighttime snack, rock, listen to some songs, and off to bed he goes. And then the next morning, I wake him up, get him ready, take him to school. Saturdays and Sundays when mommy's at work, I wake him up, we get breakfast, and we do some things. But this is like you're here all day. You're not going anywhere. You can't go to the store without bringing him along with you. And so I had a blast. He makes me laugh. I make him laugh. He gets really angry and frustrated. And it took me a while to realize it because I have the same toddler brain that's in the back of my head. I lose my keys and I punch walls. Not anymore, but I did for a long time, well into adulthood. And I still get that way sometimes. But with him there, that's his job. And he's allowed to do that job. He does it very well. I would love to give him a raise because he is the best at doing that. And I don't have the luxury of being able to do that back to him because he's never going to stop doing it if he sees that his father is as unhinged as he has. He doesn't know that he's unhinged, but if he sees me being unhinged, he's going to know that or think that that's normal behavior, and it isn't. We all know that. So we just, like I said, had a lot of fun, watched his videos, played outside. We went to the playground, and I loved watching him just be a little independent, choosing what he wants to do. Now, his mother's experienced all this. I haven't until recently, this last weekend. And then on Saturday, took him out to Eckworth, first out to see his grandparents, my parents, and Hiram. And then my brother's birthday was this week. So we met at this cool barbecue place in Ackworth, J.D.'s barbecue, really friggin' good food. We get out there and have delicious barbecue, and he was so well-behaved, and he brought his car in, and thanks to Mom's advice beforehand, I had everything right for him. Then we came home and chilled out and played outside, and then Sunday morning we got up, had breakfast, he took his nap. And after his nap, we went to a different playground, and he had a blast there. He was independent. He interacted with other kids. He was climbing. And my tendency through all this stuff is to be overprotective. And that is mainly because I haven't been there. You know what I mean? I've been working. Our schedules are different, my wife's and mine. And watching him just, he knows how to do things. He can climb up these things that I would be terrified had I not had any faith in him. And he did it, and it was just beautiful to watch and to sit and have fun and play and let him wash his cars. He likes to take all of his Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars out, and he kind of stole a die-cast Mustang from my dad's house. My dad gave it to him, but he's pretty happy with it. He walks around, this is Grandpa's car, this is Grandpa's car, this is Grandpa's car. So it has some emotional value to him. And then he got a VW van, an old van. I don't know why he picked it out. And he also got to pick himself out, you know, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, which he loves. And I showed him a couple of the scenes from the movie so he could see it on screen. And he enjoyed that as well. So it was a blast. I learned a lot in 4 days. And I think we sort of got accustomed to each other, being calm around each other. I mean, he did shit himself 3 times on Friday. I love it when he just stands there. He'll look at me, and you know they're lying. You know, he's in that pose, he's making that face. I said, are you pooping? No. Are you sure? No. Do you need to go potty? No. Take him into the potty, the poor guy. I mean, those shits are huge. They're way bigger than mine. I mean, they're healthy. I wish I had that. I wish I had a toddler colon. Just take all that junk that they put in him and go, yeah, I'm going to make a nice solid. There you go. There you go. But I remember being younger when you had a big healthy one, that pushing it through was always a challenge. And sometimes it hurt. And I could see the look on his face. He's sitting down. And I know he has to go. And he hold my hand like he's giving birth to Bono, South Park. Like he's giving birth. And it's confusing. And it's like, why can't I just let this naturally fall into the pull up? I want to pull up. I want to pull up, Daddy. He's very good about peeing and going to the going and peeing by himself. But I just love that lie. Are you pooping? No. 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 No, I not pooping. And again, my default is to say, get in there. You're supposed to do this. This is what I want you to do. Why aren't you doing what I want to do? And you're not doing what I... What's wrong? No, you just have to chill. And that's what I did. I chilled out. And I appreciate my wife's ability to trust me to do that. So I had a great time with my son for 4 days. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm getting at. I don't need a nanny. If, like, we had a nanny, it would just make us lazier. And we're of the age, well, I am, maybe not so much her. Well, I need to be on my toes because I ain't getting any younger. Speaking of toddlers, I got to watch Poor Things over the weekend. Finally, I had some time to watch a movie. It took me a couple days because that movie was long. They didn't win Best Editing. Emma Stone won an Oscar for Best Actress, or Best Acting by a Birthing Person. Poor Things, she won. That movie was long, and they didn't even, I don't know. They could have cut a lot out of that movie. After finding her body in the Thames, the Green Goblin reanimates Gwen Stacy, who runs away with Bruce Banner. No longer plagued by uncontrollable rage when angered, Banner simply sobs when struck by bad decisions or jealousy. Gwen Stacy has lots of sex with Banner before ditching him in Paris and becoming a prostitute. The Green Goblin gets sick, so Gwen Stacy returns to London and puts a goat's brain into her ex-husband. The end. They should have called the movie Lolita Stein or Franken-Lita? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in that movie that I've seen elsewhere. Other stories. I'm not saying it's derivative. And the messaging in the film wasn't subtle, but it was beautifully shot. And all that shit in the green screen behind them looked interesting. The clouds, the sky. It was a fun movie to watch, I guess. If you like to see Emma Stone naked, that's the movie for you to watch because she's naked in it a lot. I didn't really care about all that. I found the story to be interesting, at least as far as Willem Dafoe, that character, his background, his story, the reanimation, the settings. But it was okay. It was okay. My favorite stuff right now that I'm watching, I have 3 shows that I'm watching, and I dig all 3 of them. And it's very rare. One of them has been dumped already on Netflix, the whole shebang, and then I got to watch the original movie, the Guy Ritchie show, The Gentlemen. Really like that show. Really, really like Kate Winslet's new show that's on Max, which I hate calling Max. I just want to call it HBO. So maybe I'll still call it HBO, even though I'm not allowed to. The Regime. That show is fun. Very dark. Very humorous. And then Shogun, which is, I think, on FX. I watch it on Hulu. Those are my three go-to shows right now. Man, that show is good. Everything else is on YouTube that I watch. Pretty much everything. Podcasts, comedy podcasts. None of them political, by the way. So if you're mad at me for talking about Donald Trump at the beginning of this podcast, I'm sorry, but I had to get it out of my system. Trambles won't always be that way. Besides, what if he wins? Then what are we going to do? Another 4 years of, ugh. I'm just going to watch Hulu. I don't give a shit about Kate Middleton. Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.